Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you that we can come to your word, come to you and listen. Listen to what you have to us today. Lord, I ask that you will open our hearts, open our minds, that we may see your glory, that we may see more of you. We long to see you. Please give us wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. We will read from Romans chapter 1. And I hope and pray that the message today will touch your heart at least as much as it touches mine. I'll read in Danish from Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. For jeg skammer mig ikke ved evangeliet. Det er Guds kraft til frelse for enhver, som tror, både for jøde først og for græker. For i det åbenbares Guds retfærdighed er tro til tro, som der står skrevet, den retfærdige skal leve af tro. I will not be ashamed of the gospel. Because that's the power to change people. That's the power to salvation. That's the power that works in us. When we listen and when we believe it. Today we'll be looking at Romans 12, verses 9 and 10. I would like to go further, but I think this is enough just to give and keep it to this one thought. What is love? How does it express itself? And how is it in my life? How is it in your life? Is it real? Is it upright? And how do we see it? What do I have to kind of look at as this is what it should be? And this is what it is now. Let's read together. Chapter 12 and verses 9 and 10. Kærligheden skal være oprigtig. Afsky det onde. Hold jer til det gode. Vær hinanden hengivende i broderkærlighed. Kappes om at vise hinanden agtelse. Love should be upright. Love should be real. Today, I think the word love is not what it should be. It's so much distorted, broken, filled with things that it shouldn't be. And that's why this text for me has been a good reminder of what love really is. Often we think as love as being kind to everybody. We think that love is just having fellowship. Being together, it's so nice. Feels nice, feels good. But is that real love? Is that what love was for? Is that how God showed us love? Is that the love I see when I look at Christ? Just, he wanted to be together with everybody. No, it was not. Even though that was a part of it. But it was not it. Let's read from 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. Sigtet med det påbud er kærlighed af et rent hjerte, af en god samvittighed og en oprigtig tro. Love of a pure heart, of a good conscience, and an upright faith. That's what it says in the Danish. Love from a pure heart. When we read in 1 Corinthians about love, love that sets itself aside, love that thinks about the others before they think of themselves, it shows really what Paul is aiming at in this, because he started out this chapter with, I rebuke you, brothers, by the mercy of God, to bring your own lives as an offering for him, a thank offering. And he tells us how to bring our lives. By doing what he created me to do. Doing what he has asked me to do, called me to do. That's how I bring my life as an offering to him. That's how I can thank him for what he has done for me. We've been talking about the gifts that God has given to each one of us. A gift that we could use in the fellowship to help each other to grow in our knowledge of who he is, so that we are one body that works together for his glory. One body here that shows this world what real love is. And he says, this is what you're going to be known of. That's how this world is going to know you. It's by your love for one another. It's not just that we have fellowship like in the football club or whichever club it could be. That's not it. That's not what it should look like. We shouldn't look at that and say, well, okay, we'll do like these guys. They're hanging out together. They're having fun together. But that's not where we're going to compare this with. It's much higher. It's much bigger. It's much more powerful. Being in a club, having fellowship, is not what saves people. It's not what changes people. It's not what is this visible picture of who Christ really is. So God has given us, each one of us, you, a task in this, a gift that he wants you to bring to the fellowship. And when we do that, when we bring our lives as this gift, then he gets visible. I think this is the love thing in this is really what should be standing out from everything else. As he says in Corinthians 13, if you do not have love, everything else is worth nothing. This should be our marks, that we are marked with his love. But this is also how we can know who's real and who's not, by their love. We know that people who do not love the church, who does not love his bride, they are not true. They do not have a clean heart. They do not know what love is. They have never seen it. They have nothing to compare their own love with. They compare it with this world and say, well, I'm better than he is. I'm doing better than these guys. This is nice. I'm good. But when we start compare love with the right love, with his love for us, we see how much we fail. How much short we come from the real goal. It's his love. I was reminded of the passage where God, Christ, asks Peter, do you love me? John 21, 15 to 17. Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, yes, of course I love you. And Jesus asks him again, do you love me? And I'll ask you the same question. Do you love? Do you really love Christ? Do you treasure him? Just like he asked Peter. Peter, do you love me? And then he says to Peter, Peter, if you love me, then do what? Take care of my sheep. So in this passage, which is put together with use your ability for the body, he says to you, do you love Christ so much that you will bring your life as an offering to him, as a thanks to him, and do what he has asked you to do? Will you be obedient to him because you love him? Because you have seen how much he loves you. Philippians 2, 3 to 11, let's read it together. Gør intet af selviskhed, eller ikke af indbilskhed, men sæt i ydmyghed de andre højere end jer selv. Tænk ikke hver især på jeres eget, men tænk alle også på de andres vel. I skal have det sind over for hinanden, som var i Kristus. Han, som havde Guds skikkelse, regnede det ikke for et rov at være lig med Gud, men han gav afkald på det, tog en tjeners skikkelse på og blev menneskelig. Og da han var trådt frem som et menneske, ydmygede han sig og blev lydig indtil døden. Ja, døden på et kors. Derfor har Gud ophøjet ham og skænket ham navnet over alle navne. For at i Jesu navn hver knæ skal bøje sig i himlen og på jorden og under jorden. Og hver tunge bekende, Jesus Kristus er Herre til Gud Faders ære. I have often asked you to stop, sit down, and just watch him. Look at Christ. Look at him. Admire him. See how big, how great he is. Fall in love with him. And often we're so busy doing everything else. Just like Martha. Martha, you're so busy. You're hurrying up with doing all this. And this is good stuff. But remember, there is a better place to be. At his feet. Listening to him. Listening to him when he talks in his word to us. Spending time together with him. Is he really so precious to you? Is it the best thing that you could think of? Being together with him. I know that one of my biggest love here on this earth is my wife, and I love being together with her, spending time with her, getting to know her better. Is that how I have it with Christ? I want to know him better. I want to spend time with him because he loves me so much that I cannot stop loving him back. He offered so much that I cannot stop offering my own life for him. He didn't keep anything. He offered everything. He had all. But he didn't want that. He didn't say, okay, I'll rather have this. I'd rather have my kingdom, my crown. I'll lay this aside. I'll go down to this earth. So much. He loved us so much. He stretched his arm out on the cross. He took the wrath of God. Should have hit me. Instead of me. How often do you sit and look at it? Listen to it. I love you. Your son. Does it motivate you to serve him with all your heart? Does it motivate you to love one another? Does it motivate you to despise evil? And love the good? Do you at all despise evil? Or do you just keep away from it because he says I shouldn't do it? Or do you really despise it, hate it? Is there anything in you that hate the bad things? Or is it just the law that keeps you from not doing it? He said I shouldn't. Okay, I'll stay away. I think the Sermon on the Mount is a very good eye-opener for what he's talking about also here. It's not just that I shouldn't kill. I shouldn't steal. I shouldn't do all these outward things. He's talking about my heart, my soul, my everything. He's asking me, do I love you so much that I despise everything that he's against? And love the things that he's for. In the next couple of verses, we'll be looking at how we ought to love one another, how we ought to react upon all the circumstances that are coming to our lives. How we ought to love the circumstances that God brings in our lives. How we ought to love one another, and how we ought to love our enemies. I hear lots of people say, you go too far when you have to love your enemy. Nobody can do that. And it's right. Nobody can do that without the Spirit of God. When his Spirit works in us, we start loving. We start being able to love, but not before that. And that's why I know this is what you will be known of. I will know you. I'll know if God's love works in you, if his Spirit works in you, because you'll be able to do what he asks you to do now. If not, if you're not able to love one another, think hard. Are you saved? Do you really know the love of God? Do you know who He is? We ended chapter 11 at the same place, at a peak where we can stand and look out on His marvelous salvation of people. This is how I do it. If you did not marvel then please go back and start all over on the Romans. Go back to the beginning and say, where did I fail? What didn't I hear? You should marvel now at His gracious works to you. You should see this thing with love as something that's important. Not just, of course I love these guys. It's not a, of course. It's a work of God in us that we do love one another. Not just that I love the ones that love me. That's easy. But I love my brother, even when they are not lovable. They love me even when I'm not lovable. I know these are words, and this is a passage where I thought in the beginning, this is easy to speak about, but it's not. Speaking about the love of God for us, how much He loved us, I think we fall short so much. I do. I have trouble seeing the wides of it, the depths of it. How huge it is. It should really compel my life to just, wow, admire Him. Stand in awe of Him. When He says, bring your lives as an offer by being hengiven, devoted in love for your brothers, not just the normal, I love you. It's not just words. It's devoted to it. Like, I'll do anything for these guys. I'll do whatever it takes to bring these guys to know Christ better. I'll offer up my life. He did it for me. Should I do less than my Lord? Should I have an easier life than He did? He's my master. I'm just a servant. Let's remind each other of these words. Love each other. Do it. Live it. Not just talk about it. Practice it. Like it says in Matthew 16, take up your cross and follow Him. Do as He did. That's what He asks us to do. Amen. Let's pray together.